The Supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday five things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Salaam alaikum. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, which in that we're going to speak about the art of listening. So be with us.
Yourself, can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue, planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves. Isn't this proof enough for us?
Today, Wednesday, is the 19th of Shawwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. corresponding to the 20th of Urdibehesht 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar and the 10th of May 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. At this point, we'll listen to one of the verses of the Holy Quran and the important point of it. For today, we choose Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 83.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاكْتُبْنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ.
And when they hear what has been revealed to the messenger, you see their eyes overflowing with tears because of what they have recognized of the truth. They say, "Our Lord, we have believed, so register us among the witnesses."
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
One of the examples of the Christians shedding tears is what Ja'far ibn Abi Talib recited the verses of Surah Maryam for Nashaji in Abyssinia. Therefore, as soon as the heartily receptive persons hear the truth, they will be touched at heart, but the blocked ones do not move even by seeing it. Despite the nature of man is charmed by the truth, then when he reaches his beloved, he sheds the tears of joy. However, believers should offer a petition for the continuation of their belief and having a good end.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty. The sky at dawn, the silent trees, praise be to His supreme is He. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
The art of listening we're speaking about. Just because you're quiet and you let others do 75% of talking doesn't mean you're a good listener. And just because you're good at talking and receiving what the other says doesn't mean you're a great listener either. How many times have you longed to be heard and understood only to have the receiving and ordering a pizza in the background, shuffling through papers or texting while you talk? The need to be understood and listened to is a basic human need, along with food, water, and shelter. Yet the sad reality is that most of us lack this basic life skill.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The importance of listening to the Holy Quran and the miracle of listening. So listening to Quran has a great impact on one's soul, while listening to Quran makes us realize the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His supremacy, and also makes us understand that we have no control over anything. While listening to Al-Quran, our soul feeds on the purity of the words of Quran and makes us realize our sins and bow down to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listening to the Holy Quran can have both physical and emotional benefits. When you recite or listen to the Holy Quran, it helps us understand the true concepts of Islam and brings us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To realize the words which you are listening to are the words of the Almighty Allah, not the words of a random human. While we listen to Quran, we also come to recognize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the true creator of the heavens and the earth, and is overwhelming to listen to. Its recitation leaves is very overwhelming. Listening to its recitation leaves an amazingly effective and fresh feeling within us, in our hearts and soul, as we begin to realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can remedy all our issues in a matter of seconds, and that He and His own can mend our broken hearts, and He and His own is the true healer of those hearts. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
And again, we reach to essential qualities that make excellent listeners. And for today, we introduce compassion. Listening with compassion means being open to hearing the other person's feelings and concerns. You don't need to agree with them, but showing that you understand and acknowledge their feeling can make them feel heard and respected. In difficult conversations, it's often easy to forget that the other person is human too. It will be easier to maintain a constructive dialogue when you approach the discussion with compassion. Compassion plays an important role in the art of listening. It can help diffuse tense situation and make employees feel appreciated at work. Showing that you care about their well-being will make them more likely to be productive and cooperative. Episode of today's special, recently, we introduced some etiquettes in our relationship with the Holy Quran. Memorization of the Holy Quran is one of them. There is no direct verse to highlight this point, but indirectly, there is verse 34 of Surah Ahzab, chapter 33 of the Holy Quran, addressing the wives of Rasulullah Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. The verse says, and recite what is rehearsed to you in your homes of the signs of Allah and His wisdom, for Allah understands the finest mysteries and is well acquainted with them. While this verse is directly addressing the wives of Rasulullah, it is indirectly also a command to all of us to remember the verses of the Holy Quran. Again, there are numerous hadiths narrated from Rasulullah and Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them all, instructing us that memorizing the Holy Quran is extremely recommended and highly appreciated in our religion.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. God says, يَا أَيُّهَا, oh, who you believe, أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَا تَتَوَلَّوْا عَنْهُ. Do not turn away from your prophet, from the apostle of God. وَأَنْتُمْ تَسْمَعُونَ. You are hearing him. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ. Do not be like those people who said, we hear, but we don't understand. They hear with their ears, but they don't hear with their hearts. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا. Yeah, we heard what you said, but we don't accept it. وَهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ. Then God gives an example. Who are those? You address them, you talk to them, and they can hear the voice, but they don't understand the message. Those are the animals and the cattle. إِنَّ شَرَّ الدَّوَابِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الصُّمْ, dumb and deaf, or deaf and dumb. الصم البكم الذين لا يعقلون ولو علم الله فيهم خيرا لأسمعهم. If God knows the animal have the capacity to understand, he will teach them, but they don't have the capacity. And even if he teaches them, ولو أسمعهم لتولوا وهم معرضون. Even if he tries to teach them, they're going to turn away from God. One of the beautiful names of God, As-Sami'u al-Alim. God is Sami'. God listens to us. If he doesn't listen to us, he's not going to answer us. So he listens. God listens. God said to Musa and Harun, when you go to Pharaoh, don't worry. إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا أَسْمَعُ وَأَرَى. I am with you. I can hear your conversation and I can see what you do. إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا أَسْمَعُ وَأَرَى. In fact, this is the first thing we learn. God says when you are born, the first faculty in your body that is activated is your hearing. Before your vision, before we are able to see, we are able to hear. And some scientists believe that while we are in our mother's wombs, we begin the journey of hearing. وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. God took you out of your mother's wombs while you know nothing. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ. And he made for you السَّمْعَ. The first faculty is السَّمْعَ. السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَاد. First hearing, second vision, and then discerning, understanding. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَاد.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. It seems that our time is over, so inshallah we continue this interesting topic in the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Don't forget, follow us. Till tomorrow, have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
Food for thought.
Salam. And how about beginning the day by pondering upon an excellent piece of advice from Imam Ali, peace upon him, the first infallible successor of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Do not sit to a table on which there is wine, because no one can guess the very hour in which his soul is grasped.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about employment and livelihood. You know, employment and livelihood is a topic which is very important. It has been alluded to in a couple of places in the Holy Quran. For example, in one place in the Holy Quran, we read the following: Is it they who dispense the mercy of your Lord? It is we who have dispensed amongst them their livelihood in the present life and raised some of them above others in rank so that some may take others into service, and your Lord's mercy is better than what they amass. Also, in another place in the Holy Quran, we read the following: One of the two women said, Father, hire him. Indeed, the best you can hire is a powerful and trustworthy man. In this regards, Imam Ali alayhi salam has been narrated as having said, of course, the Imam says this regarding the verse that we first mentioned, it is we who have dispensed amongst them their livelihood. The Imam said, Allah the Exalted told us that employment is one of the means of people's livelihood. He, in his wisdom, diversified their aspirations, motivations, and other states. Then he made man's employment of one another one of the means of people's livelihood. If every one of us was forced to build for himself, make his own furniture, and produce everything himself, the world's condition would not be bearable, and people would not be able to endure them. You know, this is a kind of an allusion to something that a lot of the philosophers, like Ibn Sina, towards the end of the Ilahiyat al-Shifa, he mentions this fact that why is it that human beings, they come together and form societies? And it goes back to the fact that, you know, their needs are so great that it's impossible for them to individually secure all of them. So they have to come together and work together in order to secure, you know, this livelihood and, you know, to fulfill all of the needs that they have. This is why it brings them together in societies. And then, you know, he continues and says that this leads to conflict of interest in some cases. There becomes a need for a law, and then ultimately this leads to the delegation of the prophets, and revelation. In continuation, the Imam says, but he ensured its management by diversifying their aspirations so that everyone performs for others that which is compatible with his own capacity, in order for some of them to be served by others and for their conditions to be sound. So this, you know, this we come together, they work, they do what they can for one another, so their conditions can be sound, and you know, society can function and move and progress towards its felicity, both in this world and in the hereafter. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at employment and livelihood in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم, brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions and practical tajweed rules, step by step, verse by verse. Inshallah, we're here with you, and I really welcome you all. Thanks for joining IRIB English Radio. Fawad Haider, Salam, Hassan, Hussein, and Ali Nasir, welcome, brothers. Is everyone fine?
Alhamdulillah.
So, inshallah, let's go and start our class. Inshallah, today we'll talk about Ayah 98 and Ayah 99 in Surah Ali Imran, page 62, right?
Yes.
Inshallah, brothers and sisters, let's listen to the recitation once.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لِمَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ شَهِيدٌ وَاللَّهُ شَهِيدٌ عَلَى مَا تَعْمَلُونَ قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لِمَ تَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ تَبْغُونَهَا عِوَجًا وَأَنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءُ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ.
Amazing recitation. Alhamdulillah. Nice one. In Ayah 98, Allah Almighty says, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim." Let's explain a bit, okay? Then we'll move on to the recitation and tajweed rules. Allah Almighty says, "Qul ya ahlal kitabi lima takfuruna bi ayatillahi wallahu shahidun ala ma ta'malun." Next ayah, "Qul ya ahlal kitabi لِمَ تَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ تَبْغُونَهَا عِوَجًا وَأَنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءُ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. These two verses actually talk about
especially talk about to the people of the book, okay? People of the book, the Christians and the Jewish people. But generally, ayah of the Quran is not like this that talks especially about one person, okay? Ayah of the Quran has a general meaning also. So the special meaning that we can have here is, okay, the real meaning which Allah Almighty talks to the people of the book. In the first one, Allah says, O Prophet, say to the people of the book that all people of the book, لِمَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. لِمَ means why, for what reason. لِمَ, why do you تَكْفُرُونَ defy the signs of Allah? وَاللَّهُ شَهِيدٌ, while Allah Almighty is witness, عَلَى مَا تَعْمَلُونَ, to what you do. Okay? What you do, Allah Almighty knows. So guys, one of the important things that we should say, that Tawheed or monotheism, okay, or at least worshipping God, is common between all the heavenly religions. Okay? Mm. Christians as well believe that Allah is the creator. Jewish as well believe Allah is the creator. Islam as well, like Muslims as well believe, okay? But there are some differences, okay, that how the Christians believe, how the Jewish people believe, okay, how Muslims believe, okay? That the belief that a Muslim has is the right belief. Guys, now here, these people of the book, okay? These people of the book, they knew a lot of things. They knew a lot of things about Islam, about Muslims, about the final religion, final revelation, about the final prophet, the last prophet, okay? They knew a lot of things. So one of the things, one of the types of tawheed, instances of tawheed, is to accept the words of Allah, to be obedient, to follow, to listen what Allah says. Okay? Obedience. Understood?
Yes.
Ubudiyat.
Yeah.
And ta'ah, tawheed and ta'ah, obedience, okay? This is one of the type, one of the instances of tawheed. But when the signs of Allah Almighty come to them, and they know they were written in the Bible, in the Gospel, okay? They had these teachings, but they defy them. Islam says that if Allah Almighty sends you signs, teachings, you have to follow if you believe in Allah Almighty. So, based on wisdom, Allah Almighty is Hakim. He sends prophets, he sends signs, teachings. So, just to guide us. Wallahu shaheedun ala ma ta'amulun. First and foremost, we all ourselves are shaheed witnesses, okay? Over what we do. And Allah Almighty is also shaheed, okay? Qul ya ahl al kitab lima tasudduna. O prophet, say to the people of the book that, O people of the book, why do you bar the faithful from the way of Allah? Okay, why do you prevent tabghunaha iwaja, seeking to make it crooked, to destroy his faith, yeah, to for example stop him from being a Muslim anymore, from being a mu'min, a believer. Wa antum shuhada, while you are witness. Look in the previous ayah, Allah Almighty says wallahu shahid. Here Allah says wa antum shuhada, says we all are witness, Allah is witness, okay, about over what we do. While you are witnesses to its truthfulness, while you know that whoever believes to Allah Almighty in the right way, he is the right person in Islam, okay? Why do you try to prevent him? Why do you try to, for example, lead him to the wrong way? وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah Almighty is not oblivious of what you do. He knows what you do, okay?
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Savior International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
Guys, the more explanation or details on these two verses, inshallah, are present in interpretations, okay, in the Tafasir books. Please refer to them. We don't have much time, okay? Inshallah, we'll talk about them, the next verses in the coming sessions as well, shortly. So, Ali Nasir, Hassan, Hussein, and Fawad, ready to go to the Tajweed rules?
Yes.
Step by step? That's good. Amazing. Qul ya ahl al-kitabi lima takfuruna bi ayati Allahi wallahu شهيد على ما تعملون قل يا أهل الكتاب لم تصدون عن سبيل الله من آمن تبغونها عوجا وأنتم شهداء وما الله بغافل عما تعملون. So the important tajweed rules, I applied the rules, okay, here. Now we'll mention them. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ. The mad on يَا is not wajib, since there are two words, actually. It's a compound word. يَا and أَهْل. Okay? It's a compound word. لِمَ تَكْفُرُونَ. لِمَ is a short form of لِمَ. لِمَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. So, three light sounds. Right? بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. Do not say بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. وَاللَّهُ. And the letter lam in the word Allah, بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ, is pronounced basically a light lam. But the next one is Wallahu, it's a heavy lam, right? Yeah. Heavily pronounced. Yes, Wallahu yes. Shahidun. Tanween, Hussein says. Ala, Ayn after the Tanween. What rule is applied here? Izhar. Basically, clearly you have to read the Tanween sound, yes?
Yes.
Shahidun ala ma ta'amaloon. An important letter you have to pay attention to is
Ayn.
Make sure you pronounce it correctly, okay? Next one. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ. The same. أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ are the Christians and the Jews, I told you.
Yeah.
لِمَ. Again, the short form of لِمَ. تَصُدُّونَ. صَاد. And also the dal has a tashdeed. تَصُدُّونَ. Do not read it. تَصُدُّونَ. Tasuduna has another meaning. Tasuduna has. They are from the same root, okay? Lima tasuduna is what I'm going to. Lima. Lima is the short form of, again, lima. Tasuduna, sad, pay attention, okay? And an sabilillahi, an nun sakin, plus seen. Seen is from the rest of the letters.
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa, hide the sound of nun, okay? An sabilillahi, man amana. من آمن من آمن نون ساكن plus حمزة
إظهار.
Basically, clearly read the noon. No hiding, Hassan. Okay? Yes. No merging, no changing. Just yes. Clearly read it. من آمن تبغونها قلقلة. Yes, that's right. قلقلة. Bounce the sound. تبغونها عوجا وأن تُمْ شُهَدَى. The first one was
إِذْغَامْ
عِوَجَوْ وَأَنْتُمْ
إِخْفَى.
أَنْتُمْ شُهَدَى. The mad is wajib, but when you stop here, it's not wajib to stretch it for six counts, okay? You can skip
it. Turns into alif mad.
No alif mad, because there is no tanween. Okay. وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. وَمَا اللَّهُ نَتْ وَمَا اللَّهُ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا مِن مُشَدَّدٍ there. And the tanween, of course, is hard.
Yes.
So, let me read once. We got 1 minute, okay? And listen, please, carefully, and recite. Inshallah. Now
so
you have learned
something.
Yeah.
مَدْ أَرِز.
Yeah, مَدْ الْعَرَضْ لِسُكُونَ. If you stop here, تَعْمَلُونَ. You can straighten this out. Thank you, Fawad. So, listen. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لِمَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ شَهِيدٌ عَلَى مَا تَعْمَلُونَ.
قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ
أهل الكتاب لم تكفرون بآيات الله والله شهيد على ما تعملون
قل يا أهل الكتاب لم تصدون عن سبيل الله من آمن تبغونها عوجا
قل يا أهل الكتاب لم تصدون عن سبيل الله من آمن تبغونها عوجا
أحسنتم لم تصدون عن سبيل الله من آمن تبغونها عوجا وأنتم شهداء
لم تصدون عن سبيل الله من آمن تبغونها عوجا وأنتم شهداء
وما الله بغافل عما تعملون
وما الله بغافل عما تعملون
أحسنتم ما شاء الله الله bless you thank you so much brothers and sisters alhamdulillah we explained a bit about this ayah and then we mentioned the important tajweed rules we practiced the recitation That's all from us for today. Inshallah, we'll be here with you in the coming sessions. Stay with IRB English Radio. Thank you so much for being with us up to this time. Brothers here, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali, Nasir. And inshallah, we'll be here again with you. See you. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
The Ocean of Dua.
بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In the previous edition of the program, we had a look at the different parts, different phrases of Kumail supplication in details. In this edition, however, we will have a look at the general frame of supplication of Kumail. The supplication of Kumail is among the famous and important prayers among the believers. It is recited on Thursday nights collectively and individually. This supplication belongs to Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen, which he taught to Kumail, and thereafter the believers received it through this channel and passed it on generation after generation. This prayer is rich with such concepts as servanthood and ubudiyyah, repentance and submission, and it is filled with vivid illustrations of petition. There are so many instances of the servant calling for help, of the servants returning to the Almighty Allah. However, we do not intend by these considerations to give a full commentary of this supplication in this edition of the program, since we have already had a look at the different commentary points of this supplication and the idea and the ideas it entails. We will have a look at the general frame of this supplication. This supplication has been particularly arranged in three stages. We can divide this supplication into three stages, such that each stage prepares the ground for the next one. Now, the point is that I assume comprehending this structure, this foundation on which it is based, it helps us a lot in reading other supplications even, in pondering over the concepts and ideas that appear in other supplications as well. Also, it helps us in interacting with the phrases of supplication of Kamal as well as other supplications as well. As I mentioned, this prayer, this supplication of Kumail, consists of three stages. At first stage, we see something like a preamble. The first stage is like a preamble to the supplication. It seems that the first part prepares the supplicant for praying and imploring Allah. The second stage is the one in which Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions the means and wasail by which he seeks refuge and he seeks recourse to Allah. And there are four different means mentioned. And the third stage is the conclusion. Now, in the first stage, which is like a preamble, it prepares the supplicant for praying. The wrongdoings veil a person from Allah and withhold prayer. So, in order for one to stand before his Lord entreating him, he needs first to put behind him this impediment. In this introduction, Imam Ali alayhi salam begins with two requests from the Almighty Allah. The first one is forgiveness from Allah. O Allah, forgive me those sins which... The second request is his remembrance, thankfulness to him, and proximity to him. And I beseech you by your generosity to bring me closer to your proximity. Grant me with thankfulness to you and to inspire me with your remembrance. Both of these things are absolutely necessary for the one who intends to stand before Allah to implore him. He
has no choice but that Allah should first forgive his sins and remove the veils from his heart, and secondly, allow him to get closer to him, be grateful to him, and inspire him with his remembrance. The second section of the preamble involves the presentation of poverty, need, and desire toward Allah. Where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, O Allah, I ask you with the asking of those whose indigence is extreme, who has stated to you in difficulties his need, whose yearning for what is with you has become great. Here, we come across two realities. Firstly, there is no escape from Allah, and Imam Ali alayhi salam is confessing to this fact, saying, O Allah, your power is great, your position is high, your deception is hidden, your command is manifest, and your domination is overwhelming. Secondly, there is no refuge with other than Almighty Allah. O Allah, I find no one to forgive my sins, no one to conceal my wrongdoings, and no one to change my bad deeds into good deeds except you. There is no God but you. La ilaha illa ant. And in the third section of this first stage, which we said is like a preamble, Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions the wretchedness and misfortune of man. O Allah, my tribulation is tremendous. My bad state is excessive. My acts are inadequate. My fetters have tied me down. My far-fetched hopes have held me back from my gain. And this world with its delusions, my soul with its offenses, and my delaying to act have deceived me, O my master. This wretchedness, this misfortune is undoubtedly the outcome of man's deeds. This is why Imam Ali alayhi salam beseeches Allah, the Exalted, to forgive him his sins and not to let them impede his prayer from him. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
And every day, every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me, proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world
that gives it all away, proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day, when so many others have strayed, smiling he would say, I am a Muslim. دين الإسلام ديني والعظم غير ديني محمد اللي هديني.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of God, welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We are going to talk about the rules of taqlid, or following a religious scholar, a jurisprudential scholar, according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography. A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up till 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching, one can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.